Beginne ich gar nicht daf, mit sech des Sanhedrin daf ein Beis, gib mir Alper, gib mir Tesmat, und ich sage, mach, mit Tabi, mit der Rabbi, Shashiba, it's logical, the Rabbi's teaching was only when it breaks. So it says, I'm going to say, then wait, my Kamash Mon, then what's he even teaching? Tanini, we learned this in the Mishnah, it says, Shashiba, Sechav, is Pater, if he breaks the barrel, he's going to be Pater. The Hashem says, no, even Mas Nidin, if we only had the Halach of the Mishnah, I mean, I would have thought to say, Shashiba, Boid, be Machteres, only he breaks it when he's there in the Machteres itself. Kamash Mon, Allah, and Rav, that Rav teaching, I feel the Shashiba, Achkech, even if the breaking happened afterwards. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Fill a nottle. Truth is, even if he took it, even without breaking it, says taste the statement to wonder because it's not Ruba. The Mishnah teaches Ruba and Baba Kamad Abasal Beis and Beis. And I go to Machagan and Mesham Tashlum Mekevul. Someone steals from the thief himself. Although when you steal from an owner, you have to pay kevul. When you steal from the thief, Agan Machagan, you don't have to pay kevul. Pirush, in other words, Kiddushinon, like we expound, says Begun of Beis Ish. Only be still from the house of the man, of the owner, but let me base again, not when you're still from the house of the thief. Amr Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi said, Gemara, well, Loishon, we didn't learn this teaching, Elephant 8 years, only before the owner gave up hope. So it's still considered the original persons. And you didn't take it from him, you took from the gun. But Lacha years, but after the original gave up hope, but Kanoi Ganav Rishon. So the first Ganav already acquired it, but Ganav Mashin, Mesham Tashim Mekevel, the Ganav Rishon. So then the second Ganav will pay to the first Ganav, because now the first Ganav is the base Hesh. So Amr, so obviously we see Kun Yish, Lekon, that obviously before the person gave up hope, it doesn't not acquire it. So how are you saying over here when the guy just took it, he acquires it, but the original owner didn't give up hope? The Hashem says, we can say, no, the Hassan began the Megagri Chatzer v'Kafifa. There's someone where he stole from his roof, from his courtyard, from his outdoor enclosure. The Labrakatala, who were there, is not Chayv Misa, the Bayastro, he has to have a warning. Yes, so before Yish, it's not his. Avloch v'hib b'machteres, where it's he dug in, the machteres as chasik, it'll come on like the Gemara says later on, the digging in is the warning. So then it's already considered as if it's already his, and therefore, Rav says, Allah even my notl. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Loi kablin, he didn't take it back. Since Rav Paskin that it's his, he didn't want to take it back. So it's a to wonder. But even so, the guy who stole it has to fulfill his heavenly obligation. The Gemara says, if someone muzzles a cow and he threshes with it, and esnan ascha teira, the Torah forbids an esnan, a falabal ima, even if he has a relationship with his mother, meaning even for things that there's no chibidei adam, but there's a chibidei shemaim, so why didn't he take it back from the ganav? The Hashem says, you can say, the khan over here, lo yiritzin lahachzer, here the thieves did not want to return it. Ilm ken is chibidei in the adam, only if, okay, if that's what the courts obligate. And he was saying, no, Rav did not obligate from the courts, and even though you're right, there's a chibidei shemaim, that's not what they wanted to fulfill, and therefore didn't take it back from him.